KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Atlantic senior Haley Rasmussen announced early last month that she'll be headed to Simpson College in Indianola to continue her basketball career and education. Since then, Rasmussen has wrapped up her high school career as Atlantic's all-time five-player leading scorer with 1,259 points and also broke the single-season five-player scoring mark with 482 points. KJAN Sports had a chance to catch up with Rasmussen prior to Atlantic's tournament run, and she said it was last spring that she really settled in on playing basketball at the next level. She said missing out on the track season when the pandemic set in really made her think about the time that she's put in playing hoops over the years.
I think that's just when I just thought, I mean, I've spent so much time on basketball. I mean, that's what my summers have been put into, and I just said, you know, this is what I want to do in college.
Rasmussen looked at a number of small schools in the area, but ultimately felt Simpson was the best fit.
Well, I had a lot of great coaches, and some of the girls from other teams, you know, they were contacting me throughout my senior year, and, you know, I just wasn't sure. I was like, I don't know. I mean, it's a really big decision, but it just came down to the location and then the style of what Simpson plays, and I wasn't able to watch them since their seasons were kind of pushed back. So once I saw them play, I knew that I would be a good fit there.
Rasmussen talked about the style the Storm play and why she thinks that matches with her game.
A running kind of style, so just get up and down the court, tough defense, and that translates into offense, and that's exactly how I like to play and how we're playing right now, so that's what I really like about it.
Simpson recently earned their 13th American Rivers Conference title with an 89-84 overtime win over Coe College as they completed a shortened season with a 12-0 record. University of Iowa head men's basketball coach Fran McCaffrey has signed a four-year extension to his current contract. That agreement was announced Monday by athletic director Gary Barta. McCaffrey is now signed through the 2027-28 competitive season. His base salary remains unchanged for the next two seasons. However, there is a longevity bonus at the end of the 2021-22 and 22-23 seasons. His annual salary will increase each of the past of the last 5 years. If 25% or more of a season is not able to be played, then the base salary would be reduced by 10%. McCaffrey has guided the nationally ranked Hawkeyes to a 21-8 regular season record and a third-place finish in the Big Ten with a 14-6 league mark this season. Iowa's been ranked inside the top 15 of the Associated Press poll every week this season, including number 5 on March 9th. He's guided Iowa to first division finishes in 8 of the last 9 seasons and 20 wins or more in 7 of the last 9 seasons. McCaffrey will coach the Hawkeyes in the NCAA tournament for the 5th time in the last 7 completed seasons. He's Iowa's second all-time winningest coach with 215 overall wins and 103 Big Ten victories. Second-seeded Iowa will begin NCAA tournament play on Saturday against number 15 seed Grand Canyon. Tip-off is scheduled for about 5:25 at Indiana Farmers Coliseum, and we'll have that game for you live here on the radio. Well, the opposite is true at the other side of the state. Iowa State and men's basketball coach Steve Prohm have agreed to part ways. Director of Athletics Jamie Pollard met Prohm in person Monday night, and Pollard will have additional comment today. Prohm compiled a 97-95 record in 6 seasons with the Cyclones, but his 2020-21 club was just 2-22 overall. Prohm led Iowa State to 3 NCAA men's basketball tournament berths and 2 Big 12 tournament championships during his tenure. Pollard, who's serving on the NCAA Men's Basketball Committee, will begin the search for a replacement immediately. Drake survived a week on the bubble to earn his first at-large bid into the NCAA tournament. The Bulldogs will play Wichita State Thursday night in the first 4 at Purdue. Here's junior guard Garrett Sturts.
You know, a sense of relief. You know, you've been waiting patiently all week, and it just feels like a dream come true. You've been working this, you know, a lot of us have been working for this moment for, you know, all our lives, and, you know, I can't believe it's right here.
He says the NCAA tournament will fulfill a dream for him, and his decision to walk on at Drake was the right one.
I had a lot of, you know, D2 looks, but, you know, I think, you know, when you're growing up and you want to play Division I basketball, I think that playing in the NCAA tournament is always in the back of your mind. And looking back on it, I'm glad I didn't change anything. I'm glad that I chose Drake.
Junior guard DJ Wilkins says the Bulldogs are thrilled with the opportunity, and it was emotional to see Drake's name pop up on the screen.
It was everything, just to be able to see Drake pop up there and know that we had a chance, opportunity to play in the postseason in a big dance. It's a dream come true. You watch it every year. We've been watching every year since we were kids.
Tip-off Thursday has been set for 5:27 Iowa time between Drake and Wichita State. Well, the 68-team NCAA tournament field is set, but it's the next few days that could be the most nerve-wracking. Gonzaga has the top overall seed, trying to become the first team since the 1976 Indiana Hoosiers to finish a season undefeated. The other top seeds are Baylor, Illinois, and Michigan. The tournament will be held entirely in the Indianapolis area, and here's the nerve-wracking part. No player can show up for a game without 7 negative tests for COVID-19. There are deadlines for teams to be replaced as well, as those first games are set for Thursday. In other college basketball news, Indiana has fired coach Archie Miller after 4 mediocre seasons. That move was confirmed Monday by a person with knowledge of the decision who spoke to the Associated Press. Miller was 67-58 with the Hoosiers. His teams never made the NCAA tournament. Minnesota has fired men's basketball coach Richard Pitino. The Gophers went 14-15 this season after losing 11 of their last 14 games. The university will owe Pitino a $1.7 million buyout on his contract that had 3 years remaining. Boston College has hired Earl Grant from the College of Charleston as its men's basketball coach. Grant replaces Jim Christian, who was fired with 3 weeks remaining in his 7th season. Grant had a 127-89 record in 7 seasons with the Cougars. They won the Colonial Athletic Association regular season and tournament championship in 2018. DePaul fired coach Dave Letao 6 seasons into his 2nd tenure. The Blue Demons went 5-14 overall in a season that started about a month late because of COVID-19 issues. They finished last in the Big East for the 5th straight year at 2-13. Well, the Iowa Hawkeye women are a 5 seed in the NCAA tournament, and they open Sunday morning in San Antonio against Central Michigan. The Hawkeyes improved their seeding by making a run to the championship game at the Big Ten tournament.
You know, when you think of the Big Ten as one of the best women's basketball conferences, and we have the 3rd highest seed in the Big Ten conference, or in the NCAA tournament of the Big Ten, that says a lot about where we're heading. And so, you know, I don't know. I mean, people probably don't know much about us right now. We don't know a whole lot about them, but I think we're heading in the right direction.
That's Hawkeye coach Lisa Bluder. Iowa made it to the Elite Eight in 2019, but last year's tournament, of course, was canceled.
No, we haven't played in a tournament for 2 years, but nobody else has either. So, you know, we don't have a whole lot of people on our team that played in that Elite Eight run. But I'm excited about taking this team to the NCAA tournament to see how far we can go.
Tip time set for 11 o'clock Sunday morning. We'll have that game for you here on the radio. The Iowa State women's basketball team has earned a 7th seed in the NCAA tournament and open up in San Antonio next Monday against 10th-seeded Michigan State. It's Iowa State's 12th trip to the tournament in 15 years.
This stuff never gets old. Besides watching my grandkids open their Christmas presents, this is as good as it gets. I think especially this year, what this team's been through. So playing a great team, we know that, but the good news is we get to keep coaching and get to keep playing.
That's Cyclone coach Bill Fenley, who says it's a great accomplishment with such a young team that had to handle a pandemic.
And to get to an NCAA tournament against the schedule that we played, and you look across the country, there's a lot of name programs on the men's and women's side who didn't make the NCAA tournament. This is not something that you take for granted, and especially in a year where we should take nothing for granted. And hopefully our players learn that, and hopefully they can celebrate what they accomplished.
Tip time on Monday set for 5 o'clock for that contest. The Atlantic Coast Conference has eliminated its rule requiring athletes to sit out a season if they transfer within the league. That move is the latest across college sports to loosen restrictions on transferring athletes so they can switch schools and play right away. The NCAA is moving toward making the so-called one-time exception available for all athletes. Currently, athletes in high-profile Division I sports like football and basketball must sit out a season when they transfer to another D1 school. The NCAA was expected to vote on transfer rule legislation in January, and it was expected to pass, but a U.S. Department of Justice inquiry delayed that vote. A former University of Iowa running back, Liddell Betts, and George Barnett, who has more than 20 years of offensive line coaching experience at the collegiate level, have been named to the football coaching staff at the University of Iowa. Head coach Kirk Ferentz made that announcement on Monday. Betts will serve as running backs coach. He joins the Hawkeye coaching staff after serving as head coach at Pinecrest School in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. He's been the head coach at Pinecrest for 2 seasons and was previously the offensive coordinator. He was also the offensive coordinator at Boca Raton High School for 2 years after coaching running backs at Coral Springs Christian Academy. Pinecrest posted an undefeated season in 2020, and Boca Raton posted a 10-3 mark in 2015. Betts was offensive coordinator with the NFL Prep 100 series as well. Barnett will serve as offensive line coach for the Hawkeyes and joins the football program after being named offensive line coach at Tulane University in December of 2020. Barnett previously was on the coaching staff at Miami of Ohio for 7 seasons. Barnett joined the Miami program as co-offensive coordinator and offensive line coach, and later was elevated to assistant head coach and co-offensive coordinator and offensive line coach. Iowa begins spring practice during the last week in March. The Hawkeyes will open up the 2021 season September 4th in Kinnick Stadium, hosting Big Ten foe Indiana in the first of 7 home contests. That's a check of sports here this morning.